This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, we talked earlier about the newest Atlanta Falcon, if you missed the top of the hour, Keith Taylor. He's a body. He's 25, and he's played around the NFL. Wasn't technically on the Super Bowl roster. I did look it up for the Chiefs earlier. So some depth in the defensive back room and can also help you with special teams, presumably. But a lot of guys hit us up on the text line saying they still think we got to go get a corner, Carl, in addition to some edge rush. Or maybe even a defensive tackle. That's just it. You know, I know it's a short-term thing with Leonard Floyd, but if they really, truly believe in Braylon Trice and Dorless, you know, and you got Rook there, but maybe they surprise, not surprise, but it would be mildly surprising if we went defensive tackle,
yeah,
you know, with the first pick, but that would probably preclude us from a Mykel Williams pick.
Probably. I mean, I think you've got to choose whether that, if you were to go this route, if that defensive tackle is either a better player than what you want to do there with the edge, or does he fit more of what you want to do? And when I say better, it's all subjective, guys. I mean, you're going to say, well, how can a D tackle be, you know, better than a DN? I would tell you, just look at the Eagles. They went, there's nobody, those two guys in the middle are no more, there's nobody on that defense more important than those two big boys in the middle. And the reason that the defense is allowed to do the things they do, rushing four guys, stopping the run they do, so right, their impact is bigger than any edge rush guy that you could bring in, which, you know, we had talked about Myles Garrett maybe going to the Philadelphia Eagles at one point right, this offseason when he was demanding a trade. So if you feel like, Mike, you're going to get that kind of impact, then you draft a D-tackle, and then you go to the other position, you know, in the second or third round. But I don't know if there's that guy like that in this particular draft.
Yeah, you know, there's a couple of teams out there that are in front of us. It can be the wild card we've talked so much about. You know, Mike Green, I've seen mock drafts. Daniel Jeremiah's last one has Mike Green going to New Orleans. There's other mock drafts where you got Jalen Walker going to Carolina, Jalen Walker going to the Saints. You know, even some where the 49ers go get Jalen Walker because they've reshuffled the deck with some of their moves on the defensive line. Also where Mykel Williams goes to the Cowboys. They got to replace DeMarcus Lawrence, although yeah, some would say, you know, what you've got there, you know, with Micah Parsons, would you maybe want to go get more of a, you know, bigger body? They've re-signed their big defensive tackle. Either way, Cowboys maybe go an offensive, you know, they could go O-line, they could go running back. You know, there's a lot of teams that are kind of, you know, the wild card, as you said, and especially if there could be that big run on offensive linemen. And that's one thing right now, knock wood, I guess we don't need. We did sign some bodies yesterday. We talked about Storm Norton getting signed, Parker, the other backup lineman. These guys don't play center, guys. They play tackle. So we do have depth on offensive line. And we did have a story yesterday about what was going on with Bradbury, Garrett Bradbury from Minnesota. The idea that if Vikings move on from him, that Dwayne Ledford was his coach at NC State. So are you concerned at all about the center? Or you just think that Neusel's going to be the dude?
Well, I think that they're not in a rush to get this resolved, meaning if this was A1, Mike, you know, like, hey, we need this taken care of, they would have already done it. I feel like there has to be a deal in place. There's some kind of agreement that's already ongoing. So they're taking their time, but they're also letting the market settle out. And you know, we talked about this, right? You talk about the Bradbury. Is it Bradbury we
yep.
just mentioned? Situation. Yep. There will be some other centers that may or may not become available. You may want to invite a couple of guys into camp. We'll see. I just don't think that they feel like they need to spend what they were going to spend on Drew Dolman. That's the difference. Are they going to spend on center? Yes, they're going to have to. But they're not going to spend $15 million a season is what they did when they let Drew Dolman walk out of the door. And by the way, somebody sent me this earlier today where Dolman was having his presser in Chicago. And, mm-hmm. you know, we didn't hear a lot of Drew Dolman when he was here. I mean, I think we may have interviewed him one time at camp or something of that nature.
Right.
You know, but he was talking about why he went to Chicago. And guys, when guys go to new teams, I don't expect them to say, hey, I left my old team because of this. They're going to pump up their new team. And that's what he did today. And people saying he's taking a shot at the Falcons because he said, I'm here because I like the direction of the team. It's not taking a shot at the Falcons. They offered him a lot of money and they paid him. So, right. yeah, of course I'm going to like the direction of the team. I mean, like, I wouldn't expect Drew Dolman to say anything else, Mike. That's what I'm getting right. to. It's like, you know, right. they whatever these guys say, it's always like, well, the Falcons aren't doing this. That's not the case. Again, we didn't have the money. Nor did we have the wherewithal to try to make a deal that was going to satisfy him. So he left.
Right. No, man, they got Tooney. They picked up another lineman. You just mentioned Dolman. You know, it's just it's a great fit for, you know, if you're Caleb Williams, you got to be so excited.
Exactly.
You know, that they've actually beefed up this O-line. He got sacked a million times. Ben Johnson knows what he had up in Detroit. They were good in the trenches. You got Grady, so you got a leader in Grady. You got a guy like Tooney who's won Super Bowls, you know, and Drew obviously knows what he's doing. So, yeah, all of a sudden the Bears, if we think the trajectory is where it should be and J.J. McCarthy doesn't, you know, poop the bed in Minnesota, that's the best division in football. Arguably the best division in the NFL.
Yeah, because they're all going to compete. I mean, the Lions are good. We know the Packers are good. And here come the Bears. And I'm not telling you they're going to win the division, but, Mike, they should be improved.
Right. The reason we'd have a shot at Bradbury, guys, if you missed the show yesterday, is the Colts picked up, or Ryan, I should say, the Vikings picked up the former Colts center, Ryan Kelly. And that was basically they would try to trade Garrett Bradbury. And just like anything else, if you can't trade, you just release him. Somebody else, you know, swoops in and grabs him. And maybe that would be the play for us. Or maybe it's just simply going to be Ryan Neuzel and they'll find another body. But, you know, I we haven't had a chance to talk with the coaching staff or the GM. Presumably, you know, as you said, Dolman was just cost prohibitive and they're happy with the job that I don't think we complained about Neuzel when he stepped in.
No, I mean, like, the good of and the, there's a good and a bad. The bad was we lost Dolman for six games or whatever it was that he missed. The good was you got a chance to see if the other guy could play. And
right.
I think he did a really good job. And again, you know, when you look at our run game, it was still very productive when he was in there. I don't think Neuzel is as good of a pass blocker as Drew Dolman, but that's neither here nor there. We'll have to deal with it.
Hey, man, busy weekend. As we said, we got the Hawks in action tonight. We'll also get, you know, we know what is tournament time, what is going to be happening as far as who's going to be making the selection show on Sunday night. And we've also got Formula One. You know what a junkie. I stayed up last night. I was watching some of just the practice. It's so cool to see the new cars and some of the new rookie drivers and all that down in Australia. That'll be on Saturday night. And it's the Players' Championship this weekend. And again, guys, Players' Championship will keep you up to speed all week right here, all weekend, I should say, all weekend on Dukes and Bell. Real quick, just take a look at the leaderboard. The dude who wears the goofy big glasses, but he's good, man. Akshay Bhatia, the kid who played at Wake Forest in California, big tall dude. He's got two wins on tour, and he is actually tearing it up today. He shot 6 under. He is tied with Min Woo Lee of Australia. He's at 11 under. You got JJ Spawn at 10 under. The big names you'd know, Colin Morikawa, 7 under today. He's at 9 under. And Rory, Carl, he's on fire as well. He followed a 5 under with a 4 under. Rory's just 2 strokes back at 9 under today.
That's good. I mean, that means he's in the hunt heading into Saturday, right? I mean, what about Scotty? What's Scheffler doing?
Scotty Scheffler, hold on. I'll tell you right now as I'm scanning. Billy Horschel, as I look for Scotty Scheffler, I'll tell you that Billy Horschel
is 6 under. I like Horschel's game, by the way. I like Horschel's game.
And he's
like
fun. Harris English at 6 under. Patrick Cantlay, the world's human filibuster. Pick up the pace, son. He's at 5 under. Hey, Ricky Fowler is still hanging. He's at 5 under. Scotty Scheffler, he finished at 2 under today, so he's 5 under. Needless to say, he makes the cut. Speaking of the cut, the number is going to be, and I'm looking for the cut, and I can't find the cut. I haven't decided it yet, but it looks like it'll be round.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Even par. So a lot of dudes. Russell Henley, he is at one over. I'll give you some of the Georgia guys as well. Hideki Matsuyama at even par. Also, Carl Xander Schauffele at one under. So we'll see where the cut goes. But updates throughout the weekend, guys. Stay with 92.9 The Game if you're a golf fan for the Players' Championship. It's brought to you by Trajan Wealth, your trusted local fiduciary advisors, by Umberto Injury Law, when it's game time and winning is the only option, and by the Georgia Hemp Company. Come check out the brand new locations. It's all on your home of major championship golf in Atlanta. And that'd be us, Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. And by the way, is this appointment TV for you on the couch? You'll have the ACC, the SEC, you know, the conference championship, the tournament championships. But I tell you what, I always love watching this because you know all the holes. Certainly you know the final three.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism, so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at Omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball.
Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.